All right. Happy early Thanksgiving. Before we begin the Bible study, I do enjoy preaching, but I don't think I'm a very critical. I hate listening to the sermon before. I usually do during the week, and I always cringe hearing myself recorded. I sound weird. When I'm talking to you, I sound okay, but when I hear a recording of myself, I just sound like, to be graphic, kind of dumb, and I hate my voice. The plug-in for the Bible study is I think I'm a better teacher, and so the 12:30 to 1:30, it's not just for leaders. I would really encourage you guys to attend that, and so we could learn together. And the leaders, hopefully you'll want to come for current leaders and not because you have to come. And secondly, the media thing, volunteers, you don't have to be skilled. I mean, it'd be awesome if you're really skilled in media, social media, but if you're just willing, if you're willing to help out in that capacity, please come talk to Ian. Ian is right there. Can you stand up, Ian? Right there, here, beyond the booth. There he is. All right. Okay. Let me, if you could, just indulge me. If you could all rise for the reading of God's word. If you're able to. If you can't, then you could be seated. And if you could turn your Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, 17, and 18. And after I finish saying those verses, I'm going to say, this is the word of the Lord. And if you could please respond by saying, thanks be to God. And then you could be seated and I'll pray for us before we begin, okay? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 and following. This is God's word. Please give your attention to it. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay, you may be seated. I know that was kind of new, but let me pray for us. If you could join me in prayer and ask for God's help. Father in heaven, we, as children of God, we cry out to you now. We acknowledge that we are helpless, naked, poor, apart from you and your Son. He says in John, we are nothing if we are not grafted into the vine. We're like a newborn infant helpless to take care of ourselves. And so we ask now, we are sheep in need, desperate need. We have read your word. I pray that now you would open your word, that your children especially, and those who are not your children, may see the power of your word. Holy Spirit, come. Come with power to apply your word to every single soul here. You alone can do this. So we pray. We pray for exactly that. We have read your word, and now come and in the preaching, proclaim your word to your people. And encourage them, strengthen them. Give them joy that they need. Come now. We beg of you. Pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit in and through Christ. Amen. I heard a story about a man who planted a church. And like any church plants, you know, you begin with humble means, his family, his wife, his kids. He would regularly go to places like supermarkets to hand out flyers and say, "There's a church down the road, please come." And he'd be passing out these flyers for 5 years, 10 years passed by, and the people came and people went, families came, they came, but they didn't come back the next Sunday. And you know why a lot of families won't come back is because they have kids, and this is a church plant. There is no children's ministry, right? I mean, if I go to a church, I'm looking for not just place to worship for myself, I'm looking for a place for my children, right? I mean, that room right behind there is an awesome room. A lot of churches don't even have that, like the cry room, okay? So he talked with his wife and said, "Honey, can we survive on one income so that I could do this full time?" He was working at Toys R Us, and his wife supported the idea. Obviously, one income is hard, you know. More than 10 years went by, and the biggest it got was 10 people. Now, 10 people was his wife, him, his kids, and then five, okay? It wasn't like 10 plus his family. And the man went back to work full-time as a local high school custodian because his family was obviously hurting financially. 10 more years went by of ministry, working as a custodian, and retired at the age of 70. This man was my dad. And I remember as a dumb kid, not a Christian. I became a Christian late in my freshman year in college. I always used to think, like, why does my dad like keep preaching this verse? "Rejoice always, give thanks in all circumstances. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." In Korean, it's "bamsae gamsahara." You know, the words would come out all the time. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not." In what? I lack nothing. Those two verses, he would countlessly preach that and say that. I heard that when I was a kid. All the time. This is not in my manuscript, but parents and future parents, you're not going to save your kid. The salvation is of the Lord, okay? But when I see my dad, okay, he has problems, okay? He has a lot of bad qualities that I don't want to emulate, okay? And good qualities I do want to want. But every time I've seen this man for, you know, 34, I'm 43 now, for 30 plus years, and if I do go home for a break or whatever, I would always see him downstairs reading his Bible. Words, truth would come out of his mouth. Not more than five people at his church for like ministry of like 30 years. I mean, that was a failure, right? I mean, come on. If seriously, I just started at this church. It's been like 2 months. And then this church, like, I have three kids. You know, my wife and myself, and then there were only, we went down to five members. Five people who consistently came. I don't need 10 years. I'll be discouraged in 6 months, and in 1 year, I'll be like, honey, I don't think I'm called to the ministry. Seriously. I mean, I think I'll quit if that happened. What possesses a man after 30 years of ministry that failed to say, heard, give thanks in all circumstances? With all his faults, he seems to me he lived that. It's a miracle. He really knew the verse. He just didn't preach it. He believed it. It landed on him. It landed on him. Trust me, he was not looking to himself, the self, and welled up in him from the self to give thanks when he failed. His career failed. Ministry failed, at least in the eyes of the world. And perhaps, who knows? I even heard, I guess a lot of his friends from seminary back in Korea, he graduated from a Methodist seminary, and they get together. You know, they're all retired, and they get together I don't know, every few years. And then they would, all his friends would encourage him. You know, even though your ministry, you know, didn't succeed, at least your children, your three children, my two older sisters and myself, at least, you know, they have a good life now. You know, they all got a master's degree. And try to make him feel better. He was not looking to himself, and wealth from him, thanksgiving in all circumstances. I believe my dad was looking to his God and the truth in his word and his promises. And he believed it. He believed it. No matter what circumstances I'm in, I will give thanks to my God. So you parents, you future parents, you do that. May your kids see that. There is a God. No, most pagans will only give thanksgiving when things go their way. Right? I got a job. I got fired. I got a job. Thank you. I mean, they might not thank God, but they thank the circumstances. You don't have to be a true Christian to do that. But you do have to be a true Christian when things are not going right in your life, when failures after failures after failures, maybe you don't get that job. You got fired, you didn't get that job. Can you say honestly, at that circumstance, God, I praise you. You know what you're doing. You're in absolute control. You love me. You're saying that, didn't you? He doesn't love you and not love you and love you and not love you like that. What a terrible life to live like that. Because of the circumstances of your life. No, that's a dream world. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. I lack nothing. Rose in my dad's heart, I believe. Well of thanksgiving in all circumstances. Maybe another reason why you should give thanksgiving in all circumstances, is because you, the Bible says, you are heirs. You're heirs of God, heir with Christ. Just think about those two words. You are an heir. Heirs of God in Romans chapter 8, verse 16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit. We are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. Fellow? You and Christ are like this. That should shock you. You're not like this. You're like this in terms of heir. The poorest children of God is infinitely more rich than, I mean, who's the richest guy in the world right now? Bill Gates? Bill Gates is a pauper compared to an heir of God, heir with Christ. Or is it Warren Buffett? I don't, whoever that person is, it doesn't matter. Are you a child of God this morning? Be encouraged. Give thanks. You didn't work for that. It was a gift to you. We were praying right before service, like, one of my prayers in this sermon that you would take away as application is that you will not, if what I said here in the word, God's word lands on you, that I don't have to just like try to encourage you, give thanks in Thanksgiving season. You'll give thanks after this Thanksgiving holiday. You'll give thanks all the time, no matter what happens in your life. God is for you, for your eternal happiness. He will take care of you. You don't have to be frustrated to get what you want. That's not faith. Faith is confidence, even waiting in confidence. I want this, and if I don't get it, then I'm gonna just frustrate and worry. Versus whatever my lot in my life, my God will take care of me. He will. He will. He has promised he will never leave me or never what? Forsake me. And yet I see too many of my brothers and sisters living like they're poor and not heir of God, not heir with Christ. God owns everything. Do you believe that? You should. He says that in God's word. Not only he created the world, all of it in it, he owns it. He owns a cattle on a thousand hill. The air that you're breathing his air. He owns all the resources in this world. You know what you and I are doing, companies are doing? They're using God's resources to make a business. Everything should give thanks. I know they don't. Because they don't know. They don't know they're breathing his air. They don't know that they're using his resources. Everything belongs to him. God forbid that God's people won't do that. That's a tragedy in the making. If LCC, if this doesn't land on you and this church, we're doomed. We're doomed. Seriously, a thankless church, a thankless pastor, thankless people of God who's been redeemed by his precious blood. and heirs with Christ. If you understood that, there'll be zero room for pride, self-reliance, nothing of that sort. What a church. What a vision of a church. And the Bible says we are heirs to him. Heirs to him. Thanksgiving in all circumstances. That's possible. The impossible is possible because now it doesn't matter. In the grand scheme of things, if you get laid off tomorrow on Monday, yeah, I'm not saying, oh, rejoice, I got fired. No, I mean, there has to be reality of the thing. Yeah, you're sad. No one likes to get fired. No one likes to be rejected. No one. Yet, welling up at that moment, there's joy, the real joy there. Because you know who you are. You know the Bible. You know the truth in the Bible that will stand you then. You see why we're having Bible study? Because if your truth is not here and here, you will crumble, I guarantee. Your life has to go perfectly, 100% perfect. That's not going to happen in this world. You know that and I know that. We got problems. Problems galore. That's why we need Christianity. That's why we need the God in the Bible here. If you flee from the God here, you're finished. You are finished. Because this is the only true God. Every other God, it doesn't even exist, is an idol. Okay. How am I doing my time here? I'm get a lot of speaking too long. Let me end with a story here, another story. This time I promise it's not my dad, okay? And the son is not me. A story about a father and his son. There were art collectors. Over the years, they collected paintings that were greater than any museum art in the world. The son went off to war, and he was killed. The father obviously was devastated, shut up his house, and didn't want to look at his paintings. One day there was a knock on the door, and someone who has served in the army with his son came into the home, and he had a big package under his arm and gave it to the father. It was a portrait that this soldier, remember the soldier that his son saved? It was a portrait of the soldier that he had made of his son. Turns out his son saved his life, and he had drawn a portrait of the son. It wasn't very skilled art compared to the art that he was collecting. Didn't really measure up to the standard, all the collections he had. But the father loved the painting of his son. He put it over the mantle, and he stared at it every day. And finally, the father became ill, and he died. And there were no other heirs. You can imagine the art world was a buzz, because all of these priceless art will be auctioned off. The day of the auction came, and the place was filled with people. And the auctioneer said, "According to the will, we have to auction off the picture of the son first." Nobody wanted the picture. It was worthless. Nobody would bid. Except one old man who was a friend of the father said, "All I have is $10. Would you take that?" There weren't all the bids. So the auctioneer said, "Sold." Now everyone was excited because the other priceless art will be auctioned. But the auctioneer banged his gavel and said, "The auction is closed." "What? We didn't come to buy the picture of the sun. Why is the auction closed?" And the auctioneer said, "According to the will of the Father, whoever takes the Son takes it all." Brothers and sisters of LCC, if you are a child of God, you are heirs of God, heir with Christ. And if you have taken the Son, you have all. You have everything that he has is yours. What is $1 billion going to do anything when you have trillions of dollars waiting for you? Brothers and sisters of LCC, if you have the Son, you have it all. Thanksgiving. I don't have to tell you to give Thanksgiving every day, though you should. If you understand that, you will come. You will come automatically. You will. And your kids will hear it. Because you mean it. People around you will see. They will see that you are real. Not some fake Christian. Hypocrisy. I did not see hypocrisy in my dad. Yeah, he was not perfect. Yeah, he had a lot of issues. More than what my dad provided for us in terms of financially, but he tried. I'm really thankful for that. My dad did not save me, but I grew up understanding, knowing that God is real. He is. Brothers and sisters, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Let's pray.